What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Oh, hello there. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. So I was just doing laundry, which, you know, it's like, I can't believe how many more loads I have to do now that I have a family versus like when it was just me and Jared and we used to do our separate loads of laundry. And it was like, yeah, oh, whatever. Like once a week, underwear. I guess I'll just like do like my one little bin of laundry. No big deal. And one little thing, you know? And now it's just like, wow, like my mom said, the laundry never stops. I want to talk to you guys who are not in kid mode yet. What do you use in the laundry? Like, what products do you use?
I'm sure Naz is
so specific. I've been looking. I use Tide Pods, and then I was using scented dryer sheets. But now I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be using anything scented. I should use like clean stuff. But I haven't bought it yet. So I want to look into the best one. Why?
Because
Tide Pods and smelly downy dryer sheets. Yeah.
Which is horrible for you, right?
Apparently.
Really everything's cancerous.
But I'm like eating my McDonald's as I'm fucking putting in my Tide Pods. Which one's going to get me sooner?
The thing is, you don't. Well, actually, I was going to say people don't typically eat that every day because even you guys know I love McDonald's, but yeah. You also both know that I eat very clean. And so it's in moderation. I think it's fine. But speaking of iKinetti's, you guys do eat it on a regular basis.
I don't really eat McDonald's.
I would probably say once or twice a
week.
When
I see McDonald's,
I would say once or twice a month.
I'm saying fast food.
I don't even know. I don't even think. I don't think I think fast food maybe like once a month.
Oh, okay. Ashley, I thought you ate fast food once a week like Lauren did. Didn't you used to eat it like once a week?
Well, in LA, I don't know why I got so tempted all the time. I think it's because I was in the car all the time.
You're driving by it all the time.
I drive it by all the time here. You know, I have the KFC and the Taco Bell half a mile away. And then I also have the McDonald's and the Burger King on the other side. So I just have the same availability to it. But I think I don't drive through because, you know, when you're in LA traffic and you're in the car for so long and you're bored and you're like, oh, I need something. Or like I'm hungry and I still have so much traffic left. That's where I would go through them.
I'm going to go on a pit stop. That's funny. Yeah. Well, why did the laundry thing come up in your brain?
Yeah, the laundry thing.
Okay. So that's what I was waiting for you guys to say. Just a simple detergent and laundry sheets. Now that I'm a mom, we have our laundry, then we have our softener, and then we have our odor blasters and our stain removers and the whiteners, the powders, and blah, blah, blah. So now like I have a whole variety like you see in your mom's laundry room. But like before this, all it was detergent and laundry.
Wait. This is fascinating because I am so ignorant in this area of life.
Yeah, like, I was like, why?
All of that shit isn't in my one pod.
Yeah, wait.
Doesn't one pod fight everything? Like odor, deodorizing, like all. Doesn't one thing do all of it? Why should I
look up what's in a Tide Pod? I never use pods for some reason. You just throw it into the bin.
Yeah, it's so easy, Ashley. But I also don't want to promote it.
You never use
pods now that it's bad for you. Yeah,
I never use pods.
You use liquid like it's like the 1800s.
That direct pour on the clothes freaks me out. Like
I don't do it on the. I have the little contraption. You need to pull it out the drawer and then you pour it into the drawer.
But either way, that freaks me out too. But I don't know why, Lauren, because it's the same thing at the pot.
It's the same thing, but like I'm like, obviously that one shirt is going to get all of the
the soap.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're so right. Tide Pods, which I'm now just discovering, have the deodorizer and the stain remover all in one.
Ashley, welcome to 2023. Yeah, what the hell?
I would never use liquid.
Why would you? Oh my also, God, but why would you use guys? 10 different things when everything's in the one pot?
That's Wait, also, like, what did actually, you do some research on what babies would need on their clothes or something? Also,
no, Lauren, no, it's just everything is stained now and everything smells. So between that,
so because I have like food, you know, how the pot is like three different compartments.
Yes, yeah,
I think that's what those three things are.
Well, I didn't know that till this moment, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's what those other things are, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's what those other things are. That's why it's in a design.
So are you going to switch to pause?
Maybe. Yes,
no, yeah. No. You should look up a safer alternative for you and your baby's 1,000%.
Skin. Now, listen, when you go to the grocery store, though, unless there's even like Whole Foods, like I think they're all yucky. Like I think they're
no,
all
I think
white,
they're,
greenwashed.
I think there's one brand at Whole Foods.
It's like seventh generation. It's like,
no, yeah, Lauren, seventh generation is greenwashed, guys.
Oh,
seventh generation
oh,
is greenwashed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really that great for you. Yeah.
Well, I'll
I always get, I would always get seventh generation until I heard that it's just like all this just marketing.
Great.
It's
just well, a tan I'm gonna go box, to Erewhon so we just do that. Yeah,
I'll promote the $300 one I find that's safe for everyone.
Sounds great.
Oh, and you can just at like Bed Bath and Beyond, which is going out of business.
Isn't that,
so my
isn't
bad.
That, wait, let's talk about this.
It's gone
this
now.
This is an American institution.
Let me finish the thought. Okay, so maybe where did I get it? Maybe I got them at Walmart. Oh, I did. They have these little circle things. They're like dryer ball friends. They like literally have like smiley faces on them, and you reuse them, and they're supposed to work like dryer sheets, and they're like the good for you type kind.
But what's the brand?
I don't know. You just like go to the laundry area of like Walmart.
So unhelpful.
Balls,
thank
you reuse,
so much.
You reuse them over and over again.
Just go to Walmart and look for a ball.
Look for a ball.
In the laundry department.
Ugh. Last time I went to Walmart was like last year. I wish I went to Walmart.
All right. Same. I don't go to Walmart, really.
So the lighting there is depressing to me in the same way that LA has been. Can I just go on a rant on the weather in LA?
Yeah, sure, go for it. And then just don't forget that we're going to Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay.
I'll write that down on my notepad.
This is how we are as women.
don't forget that we are going to Bed Bath & Beyond. That we're going in.
Thank you,
Ashley. Can you guys write the symbol for and, like, normally? Like,
see, here we are on another topic now.
I just tried to write and. My brain has no idea where to begin.
The ampersand, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Wow, very good.
If I made any symbol of and on a piece of paper, it's a plus sign, because that's just taking me no time, and I'm moving on to the next word.
Could you imagine writing out the word ampersand? Is it ampersand?
Ampersand.
Ampersand?
Wait, an ampersand. Andrea, what is it called?
She knows.
We need a third party.
Ampersand. You guys got it.
Ampersand.
Or a fourth party in this case.
Is that the is and short for and persand?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, okay. So continue. Okay,
continue
so
with your depression.
Naz, weather depression.
Okay, LA has been fucking London weather from January to now, and it is seriously affecting everyone that lives here.
I
heard
that.
It's so bad. It's
Hooray
so gloomy.
For the Los Angeles. They are having a cloud in the sky.
First of all, it's called Angelinos.
People are like, we pay taxes for good weather.
That's exactly. You just took away what I was going to say. I'm like, what? None
I've heard
of us
somebody else
fucking
say that.
Pay this much to. It's like we would all have moved to London. And as you guys know, I was in New York last week, and the sun was. It was like that one week in New York. I met Lauren. Lauren, you know what it was like.
She
it was
met me.
Beautiful.
You guys saw each other.
Yeah,
we
had breakfast.
We went to a diner and had breakfast.
And let me tell you, she spilled the motherfucking tea, and I got receipts and pictures, and I know everything involved in her life. And you guys will never know.
Wait, this is really annoying because I consider you guys mom and dad, and this just happened.
I'm the
you
dad.
Guys just, no, you guys just did what I hate that my parents don't do.
They don't talk to
when
each other.
When I tell my mom like 30 minutes worth of a story, I expect her to tell my dad. And when Lauren, I thought you were going to be caught up on my
of
life
course,
now,
of course, Naz. Of course. I don't know. This is a rarity. I don't
Lauren,
know why I haven't. This is strange.
I caught Maura up on your life with like,
what,
I went to.
What does it matter if Maura Sarah knows who I'm hooking
because I was
up
with her, and I need to show her like pictures on Instagram and all that stuff. So I needed Ashley to be in real life with me to do
okay,
it.
Okay, well, Lauren, I need to show her the phone on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, can you catch Ashley up on my life?
I will catch her. I just need to be next to her to show her Instagram.
Man, okay, I just feel I so it. I feel yeah. so weird. You know, I didn't even know you guys met up. You know, so that makes me feel weird in the first place.
Lauren,
not that I'm
what
sad.
The hell?
No, I mean, it's I'm sad, but like I'm not sad that it, you know. You know, I was just
sorry.
Like,
I'm sorry, Ashley. I'm gonna completely blame Lauren for that one.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's fine. Whatever. Okay, so anything else to say? You were in New York. You saw Lauren. It was sunny. It was great.
She says now.
No.
No, it was just goddamn glorious. I literally walked around Central Park with my friend Jana. There was wildlife everywhere. I saw wild turtles, squirrels, and I'm like, New York is just springing with life, and it's so happy here. And it's like that one week in New York where I'm like, I could live here. And then I remind myself that it's not like that all year. It's like that 2% of the year. But then I land back in LA to one sunny day, and again, here we are, May gray, June gloom, and it's bad, guys. Like, it's bad. We're not doing
well
over here.
You're almost out of it. Just one month left.
Oh, I didn't know that they call it May. June, what?
May gray. June,
May gray. Since when do they call it that?
I don't know. I can't take credit for that. I heard someone say it last month.
We're going to take a quick break for one of our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Have you guys ever felt like lost?
All the time, Naz. I'm lost every day of my life, every minute. Okay, and I'm so thankful that I can talk to you guys, but I also can talk to my therapist on BetterHelp, so they don't judge. They don't judge.
I don't
And that's what we love
you,
about
Lauren,
therapy.
But I still think that a therapist is super smart to have. Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to have a third party.
Yeah, when you're talking to your friends or family about anything you're going through, I feel like it's really hard to like not be judged. But every time I'm in summer, like we're in summer right now, I feel like I'm always like, who am I? Like there's like
really?
This period
I'm always
of time.
Like, do I have to work? That's my summer brain.
Oh my God. Mine is just like, I'm so busy in the beginning of the year. And then when fall hits, there's like a lot of momentum, and summer is a time like to slow down, which is great. But anyways, I wanted to bring this up because BetterHelp is a therapy service. If you guys have never heard of it, you probably have if you listen to our podcast. And it's affordable and it's really convenient. And when you're dealing with decisions around your career or relationships, or you're feeling lost, or maybe you're feeling stagnant because it's summer and there's not much going on like I am, it's a resource you can use to stay connected to what you really want while you're just trying to navigate life. And I feel like talking to a therapist really gives you that confidence and like excitement you need to trust yourself to make decisions that align with where you want to go in life.
Mm-hmm. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and it's going to match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. So if you don't jive with them, it's totally fine. You can like date therapists.
So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/get it today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/get it.
Okay. So Bed Bath and Beyond. I mean, like, what else do you want to say? I mean, it's your childhood. It's
what
where we used
to
we used to go there all the time. It used to be a great spot.
So adamant about revisiting Bed Bath and Beyond, yet has no thoughts on it.
Wait, I have an idea. We're going to do something different. We're all going to go around, and we're going to pretend like this is a eulogy for Bed Bath and Beyond.
Okay.
So I would like to just thank Bed Bath and Beyond for all the unnecessary coupons that we all received in the mail every single week, but also like applaud them for never changing their stance on giving people discounts on bed sheets.
So true. And you know what? I'd like to eulogize whatever her name is from Shark Tank, who was like with the blonde hair, who was like
Barbara Corcoran.
No, the other one.
Yeah.
Andrea, she's can like, we get Barbara on our podcast, please?
I've interviewed Barbara for iHeart.
Oh, Ashley, can you please reach out to her?
I was so nervous. I sat on stage with her and interviewed her.
Yeah, you should.
That's sick. That's sick.
The woman who was like, you should go with me because I have the inn at Bed Bath & Beyond and I will get your products sold. And now she has nowhere to go except for QVC, which is basically what she owns. And thank you for the As Seen on TV stuff. It was really good because I would never buy the As Seen on TV stuff on TV. So I would have a place to go to find it. Like, I remember going there and there was this new like plastic little clasp that you would buy to put your bra straps together to make them eraser back.
Yeah.
And the only place you could buy them was at Bed Bath & Beyond. Ashley?
Well, Lauren, fuck you, because you just took my eulogy. I legit was going to say word for word, thank you for putting in the TV, SCM TV stuff, because it's the only place where I would actually contemplate buying them. And mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Bed Bath & Beyond, you definitely went out of business because your bedding was way too expensive.
Even though they were giving out coupons, we should make a note that the only news is that they went bankrupt. We don't know if they're and they're closing stores, but we don't know if like they're gone forever, right?
I mean, they'll probably be online.
They could still be an online store.
No, but remember how Toys R Us left and then like now it's back? Like someone could buy it.
Well, Toys R Us is back in Macy's. Like they're only back in Macy's.
Oh.
Yeah.
This brings me to my number one I don't get it on my list this week, actually, because Naz said it. Now, I think I've said this before, but I'm reiterating this. Godforsaken world is a coupon a coupon?
Coupon, yeah.
What did I say?
You said coupon because you have a brain, Naz.
Okay, thank God. I thought I was about to get battered.
This started with our mom. So our mom started coupon. With this. She was very annoyed with people who say coupon.
I was 5 years old and she's like, it's a goddamn coupon.
Mom was annoyed. So your mom says it right.
She says it right. Now, there's no Q. There's no U. It is a coup. It is a coupon.
It's not even C-U-E, because that would be Q. C-U-E.
It's a coupon. If it's a chicken coop, it's a coupon.
Coupon.
Yeah. Coupon. Now, I need someone.
You're calling
to
out
come
so
on
many
here
people on this podcast.
And
right
I don't
now.
Give a
I
shit.
They say, I know, I know.
I bet they do. Because Crystal, my friend Crystal, sup Crystal, you listening? She goes, I've never, ever, ever heard someone say coupon. She goes, I've only heard coupon. She thinks I'm crazy. And I'm like, you are wrong. And I'm standing by this.
That's wild.
There's no way.
No.
And I think
no
it may, I don't know, maybe a part of the country says coupon, but someone come on and defend themselves.
Well, they don't have to.
We're gonna
learn,
have a coupon battle.
Oh, you want somebody who says coupon to come on and you want to battle them?
I want to battle them.
Okay, maybe we'll find that on the next podcast.
Hey guys,
wait, Andrea's here. I knew it.
I knew it.
She's here. Andrea's here because you know what? She's from Philly, and they say things that are they say
whoa,
weird
whoa,
things
whoa,
in
whoa,
Philly.
Whoa.
She's not from
Hold
Philly.
Ashley, you're throwing some blows over there.
They do.
I'm from Jersey.
She's from Jersey. You're from Jersey, but you're from the southern towards Philly part of it.
Yeah. And I say, I have no defense. I'm gonna start with that up top, but I do say coupon.
But you don't know why. You don't know why,
I
right?
I don't know why.
You don't know why.
No. Coupon.
No. I'm gonna be thinking about this forever.
Are you gonna correct your Satan ways after this?
Satanic ways.
Well, I also say water and I'm never gonna change that, so it's gonna be coupon. I'm so sorry.
Wait, you say water?
Water is just an accent, not incorrect grammar.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I say water.
Yeah, it's just water. Incorrect grammar that gets Lauren going.
Yeah.
I don't know, Lauren. I think water and coupon are very similar on the pronunciation errors.
No, but
I'm gonna
water.
Hide that.
Oh, because water, it's water.
Q.
Lauren, you're missing the fact that also be C-U-E. Okay,
I was going to say, like, Cupid is C-U-E, and that is Q. So that's why.
It makes the same sound.
It's an O. It's an O.
Yeah, we're forgetting about the O. These people are forgetting about the O.
So it's so clearly a coup or coup. Colorado.
There's no Q. All right, so guys, just that's me. That's me, and that's that.
Oh, all right, well, guess what, you guys? It's time for our time. It's time for the time.
Airport travel. I don't get it.
Why did Spirit Airlines and pretty much every other like budget airline, they decide, you know, let's make our emblem, let's make our colors look super discount. Like Spirit Airlines, like the plane painted in all bright yellow.
It's a
like
clearance tag.
The sans serif like text. It just looks budget to you.
Well, yeah, but isn't that make sense? Wouldn't you be happy that they are in congruence with what they are? That's literally marketing.
They're not. Yeah, they're not.
They're like,
they're
let's
trying
make
to
it
pretending.
Look like a yellow
clearance tag. But all the other airlines
tags.
Are red, white, and blue. And red, white, and blue, you know? All the other ones.
They're all blue.
Just blue. Okay, just blue and white. Blue
United's
and white, blue, and
blue. Americans
red,
white,
and blue.
So Delta
like blue,
is red and
Delta's
blue. Delta's
red and blue, yeah.
Yeah, somewhat. Why aren't they dipping into like the greens and the yellows?
So anything but pinks. Red, white, and blue in an airline
looks
makes
cheap
you
to me.
It.
I would start a pink airline, honestly. Pink is a great color.
I think that's a great idea.
That T-Mobile has really done well with their magenta. Mm-hmm. That's all
with
I got
like
to
a
say.
Black.
Okay, but the, I don't get it. It's doing really well with the pink.
We have the similar Barbie slash. Yeah. Kind of dips into the T-Mobile magenta.
Yeah. So you guys, like, you don't, doesn't it make you feel unsteady? You're like, ah, you even look cheap.
Yeah. Well, no, not to mention they charge for like
unsteady.
Literally a backpack. They're like, you'll save $100, but you will not get to your destination and you have to pay for every single ounce.
Everything is nickel and dimed, which is how they get you, but they are significantly lower than other airlines.
I don't think they are significantly lower, unless you're bringing a purse. If you're just bringing a little 90s purse, then you can get away with it being cheaper.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, okay. I was going to say other airlines, though, like United, for example. I flew United back from New York, and the people who were in boarding group 5 and 6 could not bring, like, they had to pay. Do you know what I mean? So if they had to pay to bring an extra additional item or a carry-on in general. So I was like, oh, a carry-on is only included for boarding groups 1 through 4. Like, I feel like all airlines are nickeling and diming us in weird ways.
That's the basic economy.
The basic
you're talking
economy,
about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I told you guys about my nail polish, right? Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
No. Well, not to toot my own horn, but. One time when I hosted for Clever, Ashley and I used to host for this YouTube channel called Clever, and we would do lifestyle videos, and there was this Orly nail polish store in LA. It's still there in Beverly Grove. It's so cool. You can go there and you can mix your own nail polish color.
Oh, yeah.
And so all the hosts went and like you had to like say your inspo and pick like the paints and the colors and decide what, and you could name it something. And everyone was like, you know, nail polish colors are so fun to like pick out names for, especially when OPI got all creative, like layaway, LEI or whatever. And so everyone picked like really girly, like inspirations and like really girly colors. And I was like, I want to make a gray. Like, I feel like there's no solid, creamy, kind of whitey, pretty gray nail polish color. So in the video, I was like, my nail polish is inspired by the trays on the airplane in Basic Economy. I mixed the gray color and I called it Basic Economy, and people were dying and like asking me to buy. To this day, people asking me to
hilarious
buy name. Basic
that is
Economy.
So funny.
And I'm like, I fucking killed it. Like that, I could like make nail polish in another life.
That is really funny. Creative. But you do know that the trays are the same color everywhere, right?
No, I know, but to me, that was like my inspiration.
Ashley needs to clarify.
She needs to make sure things are accurate.
That's where I pulled from. That was what I wanted to call it.
I really, but you know what? Great color.
Thank you.
We got to take a minute for a very fun sponsor. It's Lumi. You may have heard of Lumi before if you listen to the podcast. We love it because it's an all-body deodorant. So that means that you can use it on your pits, your privates,
and beyond.
Like a little like fat folds, you know?
I was going to say, I don't know what beyond is, but beyond is literally anywhere you want it to be. Use your imagination. It also controls odor up to 72 hours. So that's pretty nuts. You could literally go away on vacation, put it on before you leave, and not even pack deodorant.
Exactly. That's what's so nice about it, is because especially since I often put it on after a shower and I shower every other day, I don't have to think about, I know it's like a small thing, but you don't have to think about deodorant between showers.
Yeah.
In my case.
You can put it on your belly button. You put it on your thigh folds.
Do you have smells radiating for your belly button?
Some people do. I'm not going to say I do. Some people do.
Okay.
And it was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was when being like diagnosed and mistreated and all. So like she knows that she made a product basically that can go everywhere, and that includes your vagine. So we love that it's going to be like an unproblematic thing to put down there, because you know it can be touchy. It's aluminum free, baking soda free, and paraben free. So we love all the free stuff, and it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
We know about the pH balance and below the belt. Like Lauren has definitely been like, I think that my pH is off.
Yeah, that's a thing. And
I know it's a thing.
Okay. It's a thing.
I know it's a thing. But like you definitely,
I experience it a lot, because you know, if you sleep with the wrong people and your body's like, no, this isn't the right one, they're going to throw your pH off.
It rejects it.
It literally is like, this doesn't blend with us.
Okay. Can we go through this fun stat? 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. And with Lumi, the average odor level is a 0 out of 10.
It's pretty shocking. pretty crazy. So if you guys want to try Lumi, they have the perfect starter pack and it's perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick of deodorant, a cream tube of deodorant, and then two free products, your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes. I like the wipes, little to-go wipes, and free shipping. So as a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code GETIT30. Okay, so my next I don't get it was I was in Cleveland, the beautiful city of Cleveland, this weekend at a wedding. Obviously, not one of my friends because I only got three. And
you have four, Lauren.
Okay,
counting
okay.
four.
Yeah, well, mine. Fuck you.
Actually, I no, may she, have the five. Guy. Guys. I think may she have five.
You may no. have five. Okay.
No, I could probably list, but the thing is, they're not getting off of. I'm not. Switching hands. Okay. So
not, you're not counting
not
toes.
Switching hands.
Yeah, I'm not going to my toes over here. Okay, so I was in Cleveland and you know, Hunter has guy friends and they're boys and they're men and they're all like bros, okay? So they're bros. And they all come up to each other like the difference men talk to each other and women talk to each other is insane. They'll come up to Hunter, slap his belly, and be like, "How'd you fit in this suit, man?" And they're gonna be like, "How many pounds did you gain since?"
Wait, did they really?
Wait,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. And like Hunter's like, "Hey, man, do you have to let this suit out to get your gut in it?" And like all
oh
this
my
stuff.
Goodness,
and
that's
they're like
brutal.
laughing, and they're like, "What happened to your hairline?" And they're like roasting each other. And they're laughing and they're like smacking each other's butts and all this stuff.
I think this is a frat boy thing, not like okay. an all man.
That's what
thing.
I wasn't even in like, a frat though.
I know, but Jared wouldn't walk up to someone and be like, "Did you gain weight, Fred?" Like, Jared.
I know. Okay, so yeah. So this is definitely like a frat boy. This was his hockey team. Okay, this was his college hockey team.
Okay,
and they were all like doing this. I'm just like, if I walked up to one of my best friends and goes, "What size is this dress?" you would cry and think about your gut for the rest of your life. But these guys are laughing. But then I couldn't help but wonder, do they go home and really think about how fat 100%
men are yeah. affected by body shaming even more so than women are. I think they feel like they have to have a six pack more than we feel like we have to have abs.
I know. So I feel bad. Like, I'm like, I can't believe this is happening. I feel so bad. This is crazy.
You should
and
ask
I'm
Hunter
sure they're all,
in an emotional
I know, they're
moment.
All going to go home and like measure their waistline. I know.
Hey, Hunter, did you really
feel
get down?
Sad when they grabbed yeah. your turkey neck?
When you're driving home and Michael Bolton gets on the radio, "Hey, Hunter, this has been on my mind."
Yeah.
So I just she could only be crazy. Blessed that Michael Bolton would come on.
Oh my God. Why isn't he on the radio all the time? Wait, that's a really good, I don't get it because thanks. I feel like there are probably a lot of male friend groups that are like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm,
so many.
You have to report back to us and tell us if you think it hurts Hunter's feelings or not.
I will ask him later and I'll report back. But, yeah,
I have an, I don't get it from when I was in New York.
Yes, please.
I stayed with a friend because, you know, it's cost like $1 jillion to fucking stay in New York anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I love showering. And I was like, what is the appropriate amount of times you can shower when you're staying
at
a friend's house? Because I was like, as you guys know, or maybe you don't know, but I have to sleep in like really cold temperatures. So mm-hmm. sometimes if I'm not sleeping at home in the temperature I'm used to, I'll wake up sweaty. So yeah. in that case, I'll want to shower obviously because I don't want to start my day sweaty. And then at the end of the day, especially in New York where you're like out sitting on the subway and you're like touching railings unknowingly or whatever, I definitely want to shower before I like get back in sheets. But then, yeah. and my friend that I stayed with didn't pay for water, so it didn't matter to her, but I couldn't help but wonder when you stay at a friend's house as a guest, how many times is the appropriate amount of time to shower in one day?
I feel like there's no, I don't know.
I don't
I feel
think
like
there's any limit.
I don't think there's a limit.
I don't think any friend would actually be like, "Oh my God, she's using my water again."
Okay, but what if someone, you don't think if someone showered like 3 times in one day, people would
be well, that would be weird.
It's just excessive, like, you're for like weird. The water amount, but like you're a weirdo.
So
yeah,
two
I would
times
be judging
fine,
you, but not
three
like
times
annoying
is judgy.
You.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I would judge you over two. Yeah. When I
you
say
would
with
judge
more,
me over two.
Over yeah, two. If you did three times a day, I'd be like, Naz, what's wrong
over
with you?
Two. Not like yeah. over two.
No. No. But I was like looking at Moore and Alex. I stayed with Moore and Alex last weekend or whatever the fucking day was. And they shower in the morning and night. I'm like, you guys are fucking clean.
No, that's like, just, that should be New York. Like,
and
that should
she's
be.
She's like, yeah. she's like, New York is disgusting. And
no,
I'm like,
it's gross.
I was there for two nights and I didn't shower once.
You're, yeah, see, that's
Lauren,
like
me.
That's disgusting. You're walking
by trash. No, it's not
trash.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I think it's gross.
No, it's fine. You know me. Like, I'm a very much an every other day shower. Yeah.
Well, that's you. According to me, it's disgusting.
But that's not disgusting at all. There's no need for me living in like a suburb to just go shower
I'm talking
every,
about New York.
Every other day.
New York.
I don't know.
I didn't really leave that much.
I don't even
I didn't
think
go
about
anywhere,
it.
Really.
I think in New York. I'm just saying New York. Obviously, there's days where I've gone days without showering if I didn't work out.
Damn, people in San Francisco fine. Must shower like 14 times a day.
Well, I think New York's grosser than SF. No,
no.
I guess if I wrote it wrong, where you are
on the side of the road. But anyway,
another thing I wrote down. Okay. What?
No, I don't know. We're just going.
Did she give you
right
a? Did she give you a specified towel? I always feel like that's like the most awkward part about staying with someone.
Yeah, of course.
It's like,
she
which
did.
Towel
Why?
Do I use?
You think it's awkward when people don't give you a specific towel?
Yes.
I like just never stay at people's houses. So like I barely can say anything to this. All I know is I'd probably most likely stick to my same every other day thing unless I was like really gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Love okay. that. Next, it's not really an I don't get it, but more of a topic of I wanted to bring up to see how we felt about it is.
Oh, wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
You know why? I'm going to shower as little as possible in somebody else's house because I just don't know when the last time it was cleaned. I'm just not a fan of using anybody's showers. Or bathrooms in general.
My house, especially before a guest, like the cleaning lady has come like within 24 hours before a guest.
Yeah, that's you and you're Naz and you're very type A. Do you really think that other people necessarily do that?
I would hope that before you have a guest staying at your house, you kind of clean up a little, right? And you clean the sheets, right?
Yeah,
definitely clean the sheets. Yeah. Definitely clean the sheets. I don't know
I
about
think
the
that's
tub.
Like basic. That would
moral
be,
of the
I don't,
story is if you're concerned and you're staying with someone, don't stay with them. That seems like someone you wouldn't
yeah,
stay
with.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. I yeah. wouldn't stay with that someone who I think choice. Wouldn't like clean everything yeah. before I get there. That'd be yeah. weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay, ahead, so Naz. Have you guys heard the term beige flags?
You know, I don't think I know the definition, but I think I've heard it be used.
So I've heard this, you know, I'm not on TikTok really, but I guess it's a viral relationship trend and meaning on TikTok right now. So we all know what red flags are and green flags are. Mm-hmm. So I typed in a Google and a beige flag, according to online dating coach Max Alley, is a behavior that your boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, or anyone else exhibits that's kind of strange without quite crossing into full-on freaky territory. So to me, an example of a beige flag, and not to target Jared, would be like if you married someone who's like obsessed with Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
Like apparently that, mm-hmm. I'm just giving an example. I think that is like, I guess, kind of strange without quite crossing into full-on freaky territory.
I think it's like a fine example
what do you guys
to
think
use right now, but
are.
I wouldn't think that was a beige flag.
Yeah, this is what they wrote as an example. Your boyfriend reciting the etymology of someone's name every time he meets a new person.
That's pretty weird.
Or knowing all the lyrics to every Jack Harlow song and singing them nonstop.
No, that just seems like having a personality.
Yeah, that seems like quirky. These seem like all quirks.
But
to
it's like when a quirky thing is part of their personality. Maybe it's clapping when you land on a plane.
Well, that is alarming.
Okay, I'm going to keep Googling, but what do you guys think a beige flag is?
I'm trying to think of a beige
flag. I'm trying to find another example. Okay, let's say your partner, this is according to BuzzFeed, let's say your partner often falls asleep in the evenings when you two are watching TV together. They'll be knocked out, mouth open, snoring. But if you change the channel or put something else on, they'll immediately sit up
That's
and catch
dad.
An attitude and declare, I was watching that. If you try to tell them they were sleeping, they will adamantly deny it. That's their beige flag. So I guess it's like quirky shit. Or perhaps your partner has really cold feet and when you're in bed, they want to warm them up. They'll just stick them on your back and use your body heat.
That's
beige flag.
That's a red flag. That's not nice.
I think annoying. a red flag is something you would end a relationship over, you know, or you'd be like, I didn't pay attention to that.
True.
And that's the reason it ended.
Okay.
That's why these are beige flags. It's like you can kind of, it seems as though they're somewhat
tolerable.
I feel
like they should be called like an orange or a yellow flag. Then.
Yeah. Beige makes no sense for this.
Yeah. I kind of agree with you guys.
An orange would make much more sense.
An orange.
See, I just say orange, guys.
I don't
say orange.
We had this combo already.
I know. I'm just saying it. Like, see, case in point. Yeah, you know, I can't think of any beige flags or orange flags right now. Can't really.
Yeah, do you guys have any for Jared or Hunter? I would say the Rob Thomas thing probably is like Jared's beige flag,
probably
according to the
by definition.
Yeah,
I feel like everything for Hunter is like a green flag, or the Tom Brady red flag.
Yeah, oh, Hunter has some red flags.
Hunter is all green until he's red.
Yeah.
there's no in between there. No. I really can't think of one.
Wowza.
We take a quick break for our sponsor, AG1. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking I'm hungry. When I get off, I'm going to eat. But when we get off, I'm actually not going to eat. I'm going to drink my AG1 on this empty stomach before eating anything today. I do really try to make an attempt to have my AG1 most days. It is chock full of amazing ingredients. So the one that I take, it's like the daily foundation of nutrition supplement. And it has, let me go through this list of ingredients. It's truly something. Okay, so the one serving that I just put like a scoop into water tastes good. The foundation nutrition, again, mix. It's got 75 high quality vitamins, probiotics, and whole food sourced ingredients. When I have this drink every morning, I know that like I'm basically checking all the boxes of the good stuff that my body needs in a day.
It's a one-stop shop. So AG1 replaces your multivitamin, your probiotic, and in a more simple way to drink. And if you can just like put it all in a drink, get it down, then you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about
it. It tastes good.
And it tastes good.
It's not like something that you dread. I swear to you, you don't dread it.
So if you're looking for a simpler, effective investment in your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs for a free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/get it. That's drinkag1.com/get it. Check it out.
Okay. Well, let me tell a story that's not, and I don't get it, but just an embarrassing moment. I can't believe, I don't get embarrassed very easily. And Lauren knows where I'm going with this. And Naz probably does too. But like, I spilled coffee into Christine Taylor's purse. And if you guys don't know who
Ashley
Christine
was? Ashley.
Look at the two of them. They're so judgy.
You're just so clumsy and it's so endearing.
She's so clumsy.
That's never happened to me in my 33 years of living.
Well,
Ashley, was it your purse that knocked it over?
No, it was my hand. Now, listen, guys, if you don't know who Christine Taylor is, she is, she's Marsha Brady. She's Matilda from Zoolander. She has been on Friends, Dodgeball, like anything with Ben Stiller, who
was
is
she like Marsha?
Yeah. I was actually like a little starstruck when I met her. I was like, oh, like she's a big deal. And then, of course, the next day we're all in this green room and I like reach over the coffee table to like grab my coffee and it was the wrong one. And then I like really reached my fingers over trying to grab the other cup, which obviously was mine. And my fingers tipped it and the coffee went poured straight into her purse, which could you imagine how much Ben Stiller's wife's purse must cost?
And also everything she had in there. Just soaked in coffee.
But she
was it
so
hot coffee
nice.
Or iced of course coffee?
It was hot.
Oh, no, that's even worse.
It's even worse. Oh, it does. Worse. It makes it even worse. But she was like literally the nicest ever. She was like, oh, my God, I have kids. Stuff like this happens all the time. No big deal.
But
she's
that's
like,
nice.
We're like all like just getting paper towels and trying to absorb everything. Oh my God.
That's mortifying. That's mortifying. Did anything get ruined?
No, I don't think
so. Now I have
so.
To look up her and Ben Stiller together. Why did I not really know that they were together?
They were married. They got married in 2000 and they split up in
But then
the
during
late
COVID, they got
know,
back together.
That, and they got back and it gave everyone so much hope. I love that.
I was
so
really
cute.
Sad to see that they separated. And
really
I'm so
sad.
Glad that they're back
he's
together.
He's also having like, he's in the best stage of his career with like
directing
Severance. Yeah. Like it's unreal.
So good.
Wait, they're so cute. It's so funny because seeing her without a middle part, I like can't recognize her as Marsha Brady. Yeah, I don't know why. I feel like I have to see her with the middle part, but they're so cute. I love them.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I know.
But you've recovered since.
I did. It was fine. Okay. Yeah, it seemed fine. She watched me and Jared on The Bachelor. She like was going back and watching all the seasons with her daughter. And I'm that's so sweet.
Oh my God, her daughter. That is sweet.
I think she's probably like 13 and they're maybe older. Ben Stiller's kids.
I'm watching Breaking Bad right now and I'm like I'm that person watching Breaking Bad like 20 years too late. And now I have a huge crush on Aaron Paul and it's a problem.
What the fuck? Well, that's a big what the fuck to me, Lauren.
No, what? He was so hot in that show. What's his name again in that show?
Jesse,
yeah. But didn't he have another name or it was name?
Captain Cook,
yeah.
Their daughter is 20, by the way. Just letting you know, she's 20.
Oh my God, Ben Stiller has a 20-year-old. That's crazy.
He looks fantastic.
He actually is kind of like secretly a Paul Rudd who like hasn't really aged.
Yeah.
And Paul Rudd's secret apparently is getting 8 hours of sleep, which makes me happy because that's what I do.
Good for you, Naz.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like,
sorry, that was a little privilege.
That was very privileged if I've ever heard of it.
That's hilarious. Go ahead, Lauren. What were you saying? Privilege is the real thing.
What was I saying?
You were talking about Breaking Bad and how Aaron Paul, you have the hots for Aaron Paul.
I just have the hots for Aaron Paul, but actually, didn't your like roommates? Your college roommate's friend from high school married Aaron Paul.
Wait,
that's it?
What? Yes. Know there is some sort of my college roommate?
Your grad Ashley.
You just use names. Ashley at grad school.
Okay. Best friend from high school married him.
Oh, that's how I know. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's cool. What a cool connect.
That is very cool. Very good for her.
A good, like when you have a friend of a friend of a friend who's babysitter's dog walker who's married a celebrity, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Like, that's a good one. You're like, oh, shit.
I kind of know him. Yeah. Oh my God. He's so cute. That's hilarious. His nose is impeccable.
Wait, this is so funny. I've literally never in my life gotten this.
Well, it's 100% interior swag. Riz, like everything. Like,
yeah, he has so much swag in the show. Have you seen Breaking Bad, Ashley?
No.
Okay, yeah, he's so swaggy in the show.
I mean, I do want to see it.
He's a bad boy. Breaking Bad's incredible. But it's now that Succession is over, I'm going through withdrawals because I think that is one of the greatest written shows of our time. I think even over like Sopranos and all the shows like Breaking Bad.
It's so funny because all these premises of these shows like just sound like I don't care about cooking meth. I don't care about like money in the stock market or whatever the hell's happening in Succession. And I there's all these shows and then I end up watching them like, oh yeah, okay, that sounds good, but it has nothing to do with the premise. It's all
because
the acting.
Characters, like if you look at a character like Tony Soprano or Walter White, who's played by Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad, or Kendall Roy, who's played by Jeremy Strong in Succession. They're such insane arcs where they start in episode one and end in episode two. That's why they're like the greatest characters of all time. And people are talking about Kendall Roy now in the same conversations as like Tony Soprano and Walter White. Like that's how good Succession was. And I think that's what makes it so fun to watch.
100%.
It's destructive.
Like, Walter White is like... The first episode of Breaking, I can't believe I'm fucking talking about Breaking Bad. Like
I can't believe that you are.
We watch
so
a season. We've watched like a season a day.
But and Breaking so,
like,
Bad is
in
like,
it right now.
It doesn't go out of style. It's like us talking about Sex and the City. They're
so true.
Upper like they're pinnacles in like American television. That like it's not old. It'd be old for you to talk about like never. I don't know, like a show that came out last year. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Then
yeah, like Secrets and Lies. When I had Jared go back and watch Secrets
like
and
were
Lies,
watching Secrets and
I was like,
Lies.
Jared,
the arc of Ryan Phillippe. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. God, Ashley got me into Ryan Phillippe. Oh, that's
Ryan
so funny,
Phillippe, man.
Okay, anyways,
remember when he DM'd me?
No, wait, not at all.
Wait,
what?
You don't remember when he DM'd me, Lauren?
But it's because maybe I never knew.
What did he say?
Remember back in the day, he responded.
What did you say?
Yeah, what did you say?
Let's go back in the archives. Hold on one second. I mean, this was like got to be 8 years ago.
Is this why you got us all on that one show on NBC that aired? Is this why you got me into that show and you were obsessed with him?
Secrets and Lies. We've always had the hots for Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, my God. It's even better than I remember.
Juicy. What?
Oh, Ashley just got real excited.
I look like this. Like, I can't believe I look like this while saying what I'm about to say.
Ashley, don't talk about yourself like that. You look stunning. Stop it.
You guys, on December 30th, 2016, we should meet, smiley face.
That's what he said?
He said that?
Yeah.
What?
No.
And then she DM'd him three times after with no response.
1,000%
separate, three separate DMs.
Oh, no.
Wait, can you show that and we'll screenshot that shit? No. She's like, I'm going to try again.
Because, you guys, because you know what? I can't believe I'm going to say this. No, I can't. I'm not. There's actually.
I'm
no,
crying because I know that feeling so well of getting that initial, like, it could happen. And then, and then you
respond. So I guess you don't want to meet, sir.
And then they don't fucking respond.
Yeah. Oh okay, gosh. Wait. And then I responded and I said, I think that would be.
Time and place.
I said, I think that would be a good idea. Which is a good response.
That's a great response. You did nothing wrong, Ashley. This is just fucking hilarious.
I think that
would
be a good idea.
Okay, now what was your next one?
And then I waited a month on February 1st.
She waited exactly 1 month.
Oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, no, February 1st. So pretty much exactly. You should text me with my number.
Oh, that's
great. That's fine.
These are fantastic responses.
And then there's another one.
And then the other one just says, the year of Elan thinks that we should meet because they're friendly.
You should text me, I think I would have stopped.
I'm really like, really, you claim to fame here. We should meet.
That's good.
That's really good.
I mean,
basically like 2017 too. So like relatively recently.
We should print that out for her, Lauren, and frame it, give it to her for Christmas.
I would love that.
That's your Christmas
gift.
Wow,
why couldn't he responded though?
So good.
It's too bad.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
You know,
all right,
what?
Anything
maybe
else,
he was
guys?
Dating someone else. Yeah, of course there's more things.
What are you talking about? Okay. I'm just like saying if you have a list, you know.
Okay, well, I got one that's too stupid. Naz, do you have any on yours that are not stupid?
I don't know. I think I wrote it.
But we all know Lauren's stupid ones are the best.
Lauren, your stupid ones are the best. You want to hear my stupid one that I did not bring up and was planning on ignoring?
Yeah.
I wrote down, why does every landlord suck? I think I've just been having conversations with people that rent.
Yeah.
Which is every millennial I know. Mm-hmm. And everyone's landlord sucks. And I was like, is there a good landlord out there? I'm just curious. It was dumb. I wasn't going to bring it up.
No, that's fine.
I had a good landlord when I was in LA.
Yeah.
But I just text her when something would go wrong. And
I've had ones that were fine, but I've never had a great one. Does that make sense? I've never had one where I'm like, wow, this is a nice, great person. I love them. They're nice.
I never had an awful one.
Yeah.
You've an awful one?
I think that's most people's experience. Like, yeah.
Well, I guess every landlord sucks until you're the one owning the building and you want to keep it nice and
no, but I would be like if people had stuff going wrong, I'd be so kind and like respond immediately and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be like that's your charge or you know what I mean?
I get that.
I would take care of my tenants. I'd be a great landlord. Yeah. All right, Lauren, what's your dumb one?
Okay, my dumb one was like, you know those filters on like Instagram and TikTok where they're like, let's see what Disney character you are. What does your husband look like? What is your what is your red flag?
Yeah, from like 2020.
Why are you posting that?
Lauren, are you referring to my mother-in-law?
Lauren, I've done those like that 3 years ago.
No, no. You guys aren't on TikTok, motherfuckers. You like...
Everyone's doing it now?
Everyone's doing it now. Everyone's like, what Disney character you are? And then...
That was on Instagram in 2019 and 2020.
I know, but it's not only what Disney character. It's like, what's your green flag? What's your red flag?
Oh.
What all these different things. And like they post it and they have like hundreds of thousands of views just to see what... filter these people. I'm like, this has what sign am I? It's like, why
okay,
does
well,
anyone
I
care?
Just did one with Peacock as an ad, but listen, it was not like that because you did the fun game.
Mine
where you
was
go,
good to
ding,
watch it.
Ding, ding,
okay,
where you like
you're
choose
picking.
The thing and
you're
then
choosing,
and then
yeah.
it just and
oh,
then
I
it tells
those.
You what you should watch.
Yeah,
based
that's cute.
On your
that's,
responses.
That's actually a quiz, not just like a random.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not like what trauma the... label am I today?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like we
I
don't need to see that.
TikTok sounds like great in so many ways, like all things, and then in other ways, it sounds like people really glamorize trauma on there. And I don't
they
know how
really
I feel about
do.
That.
They really do.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will say my friend sent me a video. I had an interesting weekend when I landed back in LA. I don't know if I could share the story on the podcast, but I'll tell you guys about it later. But basically, I was feeling bummed about a guy for a reason I'll tell you guys later. And my friend Sadie sent me a video of a girl talking about boring uncle theory. Have you seen this?
What
scene?
Is that? Tell me.
So it's basically this girl was explaining to people watching the video that like, instead of letting a guy capture your emotions and attention and take up your energy, pretend that he is that uncle that's not creepy to you, that's not weird, but like at the family gathering, that's just like boring in the corner that you like don't really talk to. And I was like, are we just making up anything to make people feel better now? She's
100%.
Like, boring uncle theory. Just pretend that he's the boring uncle in the corner. And what was hilarious about me shitting on this person's video is that it kind of worked. I was like, oh, I have a Theo. I have an uncle that I never really talk to. You know, I say hi to him and then I say bye to him at the end of the party.
Yeah.
We have no
yeah.
real conversation.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, that's exactly the energy that I will apply to this said person in my life now.
Uncle theory.
But it's like anything is anything now. You know what I mean? Like,
I definitely know what you mean. I wish I could think of another example.
I mean,
hi, how are you?
Anything.
I'm good. Go away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
I feel like I'm with that with Jared's like whole side of his family because like whenever there are gatherings, they're like big and I literally never have just like hung out with just like one set of aunt and uncles. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's always like the entire series of aunt and uncles come together. And then I just feel overwhelmed and very introverted. And mm-hmm. then I say hello
like,
to everyone.
Yeah. Hi.
And then
you
go,
sit down and eat your potato
bye.
Salad.
Oh,
exactly. I'm just like, okay,
so
get
bad.
Me my potato salad. I sit and I eat it. And then like nobody, you know, and I'm just like, I don't know. I get
but
so
like,
shy.
How do you get deep
shy.
In those situations? Like, how do you like, what?
How do you, what do you
how
talk
do you
about?
Break
but
that
that's
surface.
Why I can't do parties like that. And I don't like I can't when it's like, how's your kid? And what grade are they
it's,
now?
It's exhausting. And,
I'm like,
and I
I'm like,
feel like
I
all weekend.
I actually don't care. I don't care if you made this potato salad. I don't care where you found the recipe. Yeah. I just don't care. Does that make me a bad person?
No, it doesn't.
No,
all
no,
weekend,
no.
I'm like,
fucking care.
I'm asking myself, what is the next question I'm going to ask? What yeah. is it going to be?
But
so
why don't
I
you
wanted
just remain
to
quiet
do...
and let them fucking ask us questions.
Me too.
And I always like, feel responsible for the fucking
yes,
round table.
Because the three of us lead more with our masculine and we need to be more in our feminine. And like, I actually
but
hang out with the guy.
I
in
am
New York.
More in my feminine in those situations.
Yeah,
but I don't
you
think
are.
It pays off, to be honest, because when I get a little bit more like, when
I'm
I get
bored.
The feminine, I don't know. Like I feel like nobody asks me anything, and then I like
no one asks anything. If we don't ask,
if I'm
yes.
not asking,
no
anything.
One will ask us anything.
Nobody
and that's
asks.
Horrible.
So I just sit
yes.
there pleasantly, and I'm just like, oh yeah, he's so into this right now, and like that's yeah. it, and like it never yeah. goes anywhere.
No one fucking asks us anything, which is why we all started a podcast where we could just yeah. share our thoughts.
Yes, I know. I'm like
because
I really
no
need to talk
paying attention.
About coupons versus coupons, guys.
Exactly. We are the most interesting people in the room. And here we are, no one asking us anything.
Everyone's going around
we
the table being like, where do you go for this?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I want to know what celebrity, fictional person, dead or alive, would you want to have sex with? They'll go, you know?
No, you should ask that. I do
and
that
I was going like, to do it, but then Hunter's like, you know,
you should have learned. Like, that would have made a lively conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I do. I switch it up. I'm like, oh, you made this upside down cake. Why did you choose to make this over Jell-O? What are your thoughts on Jell-O?
Yeah,
when was
like,
the last time you made Jell-O,
you
Susan?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just try and liven it up a little bit.
I know. It's our responsibility, honestly.
Do you think it's because we are often the most interesting person in the room?
Or do you I mean, we probably are, to be honest. But
or
like,
do you
I
think
don't,
most
do
people, think
people
that
are they
themselves?
Festering? Are they festering these thoughts inside and they want to talk about this too?
That is a great question.
Or is it even crossing their mind that it's a boring conversation?
I don't
happening.
Know if anyone has the communication skills that the three of us have because we have the gift of gab. However,
and
I will
our
say
followers, I do feel like our I don't get it listeners are great conversationalists.
First of all, I just want to state what I just said when I said we're the most interesting people in the room. I don't mean it in the sense of like, oh my God, everyone in here is boring, because I actually think like a theory that I go by is that everyone is fascinating. And I truly feel that way, whether you're a janitor, whether you're I think everyone's fascinating. I just think people don't know how to ask the right question. And I think that's why I love what I do.
I
because
agree.
People just don't know how to dive in. And so that's what I mean
that's
by being interesting.
So
I mean,
true.
Being someone who is I'm the most interesting because I'm the most interested in the people in the room. That's why I think I'm the most
yeah,
interesting.
And you're not afraid to ask.
You're not
exactly.
afraid to ask. I want to ask those crazy questions. They don't have to be crazy, but also it's very hard to do when you have, I'm in this space right now where I'm imagining like a wedding table, a circular round wedding table, just because I left it. And like, I wanted to get to know these people and have more interesting conversations, but I didn't like who do I target here? Or do I target the table? And like, it's like, how deep can you get in these certain situations that's not uncomfortable?
Well, remember how when we were younger, everybody would be like, oh my God, this is so random, but that just like was our intro into asking something weird. And we should just do that more often.
What's sad about us being so cool is that and us not living in the same city is that we're not out on the streets with tiny microphones asking people questions. But like, if Ashley and Lauren and I weren't cool and did that and lived in the same city and had the time and energy to do it because we didn't have other stuff going on in our lives. I'm such an asshole. We probably would walk up to strangers and have a series where we ask really like the celebrity dead question you ask or random shit. And it would probably pop off and be hilarious.
I just saw a video the other day where a guy walked around and just asked like 100 different people, what's your favorite song? And
it's the one you sent. Was it the guy singing in Times Square?
Oh, different one. But
so
like,
good.
I was so enthralled. Or no, it was what's your favorite movie? It was just what's your favorite movie? And everyone's crazy different answers is even such a boring question is actually very interesting.
Was actually interesting.
Answers.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Interesting. Some people are like About Time. And obviously some people are like
Shawshank
Scarface,
Redemption.
You know, Shawshank Redemption. And then some people are like Legally Blonde in The Notebook. And it's just, that's an interesting question, especially in like those boring social situations.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I feel like I have even more to say about these situations.
The barbecue one is a
the
hard one.
It's like the family barbecue thing. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is like so dark, but the his one aunt, who is one of four aunts on his dad's side, I actually got to like talk to a small crowd during his grandfather's passing away period. So in the hospital, it was COVID and like also it's just like a hospital room. So like, there was supposed to be only 6 people in there at a time. And when we were in there, 6 people at a time, I was actually more talkative. And then she was like, wow, Ashley, I mean, I know this is like, you know, a sad situation, but I finally got to know you in here. And it's like,
It's like, because
was she asking questions or were you asking questions?
I think I was just like, honestly, just kind of more like talkative in general and like, observant and like saying things and just like, I don't know. It's just more like chatter.
That's crazy because I think of you as so talkative.
I'm very quiet because his family Ashley is really kind of loud.
Ashley, you're really funny. You are actually kind of shy.
I'm a little bit shy. I'm a really combo person.
I have something to report. I smiled at every man in New York City.
Oh,
I smiled at everyone from our last podcast.
Nice.
And I smiled at every guy on the plane. Smiled at everyone at the airport. And let me tell you, it feels like a superpower. You just like light up their day and they're so excited. And no one walked up to me to like talk to me, but it felt good. And then when I was walking around New York, I was like, oh my God, there's so many men here. Men are everywhere in New York. I barely even saw women walking around. And I was like, man.
You weren't looking at
them. I'm like, they're everywhere here. And then I realized that like in LA, I really don't come in contact with as many men as I would in New York walking around because I'm driving from here to there, wherever I need to be. So anyways, that was my report back. I think everyone should smile at everyone. I actually wanted to ask you guys, because I did a Do You Get It segment inspired by our podcast on the Today Show.
Beautiful.
Yes. Oh my God, Hoda, guys. It's so cool.
It's so funny, amazing. But I thought that we should share our thoughts on the three that I did on the show.
Yeah. Okay, so you did
one. Because we haven't talked about those three.
Barefoot Boys.
Okay. So do you want to start there? Okay, so Barefoot Boys. Do we?
I think Barefoot we did, Boys as in guys being barefoot versus in sandals.
Yeah, like walking around barefoot.
Well, these guys are like walking around in the mall with no shoes
or
on.
Or like Air One. I'm so into it. I think it's so
like
hot.
Absolutely disgusting.
Like, but like I want to see their beautiful tan feet.
I get it.
I think it says I'm approachable yet rugged.
And I do feel like it's like I cut the grass. I wouldn't hire someone to cut it. I don't know. It's hot.
I get that.
It's very hot to me. Anything Jason Momoa would do is hot to me.
Right. Okay, anything you put that, in what's the place, his name?
I don't know.
I can never remember his name. Naz, what's his name?
Which one?
Tall Euphoria. I can't remember it.
Jacob Elordi. He was seen walking around LA on a coffee run barefoot, which is how this all started.
He started the man tote, too.
Wait, so I get it. Ashley doesn't get it. Do you get it, Lauren?
I get it. Are you the right person with tan feet.
I also think your outfit has to be tailored. Like if it's like you're wearing really baggy and like, I don't know, it could look a little sloppy.
Guys, if it's like the most gorgeous tan man, like then I can get behind it.
Andy Garcia.
But could you imagine if like
you're on barefoot next to Diane Keaton in a movie?
Could you imagine if it was like,
what?
Don't be
just
mean.
Like some guy that you just weren't attracted to at all.
Yeah. Duh, everything is gross when you're not attracted to them. Them giving you flowers is disgusting.
Why is that? We're so weird. It's like someone could literally be like, I rented out the Hollywood Bowl so that like we could have dinner together. And if it's a guy you're not into, you're like,
immediate red flag.
And it's like, well, that is an
beige
incredible
flag.
Romantic gesture. Yeah.
No.
Beige flag. Okay, next topic. Do you get it? So people who have gone to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, Swifties are selling really weird mementos from the tour.
They're
crazy. Like someone's selling 100% authentic air from the floor seats.
Are people really purchasing them or just selling them?
Someone was selling a rain poncho that they wore during a show where it rained, saying it was the same rain that fell on Taylor Swift. And then as a joke, someone listed their used contact lenses for $10,000 that had quote seen the Eras Tour.
It's very, very hilarious. I just hope that no one's buying it.
Yeah. As long as they're putting it up and nobody's buying.
I have to ask the iCanity sisters who are total groupies and go to every concert ever, including American Idol tours, like weirdos.
Duh.
Do you guys collect things like that when you go? Like, do you pick up confetti off the floor?
Yeah,
and
we would pick up confetti.
I do the confetti thing and I put it in like a little keepsake.
Do you still
cabinet
have all those tours from like all?
They're not like
shows.
I don't like write on it like this is the confetti that fell at American Idol or anything like that, but like if I went through my nostalgic box there would be like lots of random confetti, and like if it was white and green it was definitely from New Kids. Because New Kids
Boston
does the Celtic colors.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I get collecting it. I shared on the show that like the only time I really did that was when I covered the Met Gala one year and there were like a bunch of feathers that fell off Cardi B's gown and I was like,
that's way cooler than confetti.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a little
so
bit
funny.
Different.
Okay, we never talked about the time that I actually was given, like he leaned over the second Jonas concert I was ever at And this was like when, remember when I was convinced that like Joe like actually thought that he said in the mic behind like she's pretty, remember? It was what ruined me for life. Yeah, but apparently
they did say something like that.
They did. Right? They did. Yeah.
They did. So
what is the point of the story?
Okay, the point of the story, Naz, is this. We went to this Richmond concert, okay? It was the first real Jonas concert I've ever been to. I have to tell the story now. Somebody told us after the show, he goes, oh, you girls, they were being talked about on stage. He goes, there's this mic that we have that only the people on stage can hear, like the musicians. And one of the guys, it obviously was not Kevin because Kevin was already with Danielle. And they were talking about how you guys were so pretty in like the second row, the girls in the second row.
I would die.
So like I was literally like, I can't believe this is gonna happen. My first boyfriend is gonna be Joe Jonas. Okay. This is where it started.
Optimistic.
This is where it started. And then we went to the show 2 days later in Fairfax.
Did you already have tickets to that show or did you buy tickets to that show because of what this person
No. We already had them. We already had them.
Okay.
So then that concert we had front row. And Joe literally, like, this was, like, the biggest deal when I was 19.
They remembered you, obviously. Which,
yeah. So he leaned down and gave me his guitar pick, okay?
Stop. And I would have been.
Like, purposely. Okay, so like, he handed it to me.
You should have told me this years ago. This makes so much sense to your whole life.
As to why I'm so,
like, how did you not give everyone this context before?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is why I like actually was.
Yeah, I would.
I think that like
obsessed.
Joe Jonas has truly rejected me in my past.
Yes, I would feel rejected too. Feeling rejected sucks.
So, guys, I go and I put it on my little the pick. I put it on a shelf, and then I would like, it, you know, it was just there safely on a shelf with like all other like Jonas collectibles or whatever I was collecting. And I'm not even kidding you. Days later, the cleaners came and they must have dusted off the shelf.
Oh, no.
And they like vacuumed or threw out this pick. And when I tell you, I like cried for hours.
No.
Bloody murder.
Yeah, I would have done the same
for
thing.
For days.
I would have done
and
the same.
And then Ashley was like, Mom, you owe me another concert.
No, I did not say that.
I have to get another one.
Oh my God. Ashley, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
I mean, we searched everywhere for it. And it never has showed up. You know, like people are like, oh, it'll eventually show up. 15 years later, it has not shown up.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Damn.
All right. So that was my memento from a Jonas concert.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. My last one to wrap up this podcast is, you know how brides wear like a second wedding dress as a second look at their wedding? Mm-hmm. Well, now brides are getting
having a third wedding haircut.
Oh, I've heard of this. Ceremony and reception.
I go, oh, I've heard this. I'm like, oh, yes, I heard this when Nas talked about it.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Same segment.
Yeah.
It's called the wedding chop, which, like, I don't get this at all. I would never, ever do that. But you guys know I cry when I get my hair cut. Like, I literally, when people get scissor happy, I cry.
Yeah, you should.
I would never do that. I would never risk it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not getting a proper good haircut in the middle of your changing, like, before the reception. It's going to be terrible. I don't know.
I'd be too scared.
That's basically it. I don't know.
I don't know. It's just stupid. It's just dumb. I mean, I did do something of the kind, though.
No, you just put your hair in a ponytail.
I put my hair in a ponytail.
No, that's different.
It's a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, no, I wouldn't do it. But I also, like, wouldn't cry about it. Because, you know, like, I kind of, like,
do you know how drunk I was when I put your hair in that fucking ponytail?
I remember being in that room. I was feeding you steak and potatoes.
You were feeding me. And I was trying my best to swallow it. I've never not had an appetite like that before.
That's
I was like, I can't get this down.
Okay, guys. Thank you for listening to us ramble yet again.
The most interesting people in the room.
Yeah.
that's the title of this episode.
Yes. So funny.
All right. We love you guys.
Right,
bye.
Love you. Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.